The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Back home, almost 90% of women say they're feeling more burnout since the pandemic, and almost 50% of women say they're considering leaving the workplace or at least reducing hours. A third of men are considering the same thing. These are the findings from a national survey of 1,000 employed men and women that was conducted just last month. We're joined by the person behind the research, Dr. Michelle Cullen, Managing Director and Head of Inclusion and Diversity at Accenture in Ireland. Michelle, women definitely seem to be suffering more burnout according to these findings.
Yeah, there were gender differences right across pretty much all of the questions. You know, and it's interesting, even I think one of the big findings was people having, I suppose, a reckoning about the meaning of work and what work means to them. You know, we've heard a lot about so-called quiet quitting. You know, 46% of women surveyed said that they've considered leaving the workforce altogether or downshifting this year. I mean, that's nearly half of the women. And as you said, for men, you know, it's also high. It's one in three men who've considered. So these are very shocking numbers.
Why are women experiencing this burnout more severely than men, do you think?
It seems that gender inequality has been exacerbated really by the pandemic, with women feeling burnt out, more likely to leave the workforce. I mean, all genders are feeling the impact of the pandemic, but women are feeling it more. And I think we really need to act with intention. You know, I suppose the stark message of the survey is that gender inequality is rife in the home as much as in the workplace. And we're finding that the burden of responsibility when it comes to raising the next generation is still largely with the mothers. So we need to really act with intention to avoid exacerbating that and making it worse for the next generation.
One of the other things, and this I presume is quite common to both men and women, is the question of concealing burnout. Because during the pandemic, you know, a lot of managers would have felt that there was this sort of a more humanistic, more caring, slightly more, you know, understanding approach to the difficulties that employees face. But the reality is, people under pressure and really feeling the symptoms of burnout don't want their bosses to know a lot of the time.
You're absolutely right. You know, and the truth is, when more people were working at home, maybe it was easier to conceal. You know, but organisations now are making more long-term decisions about where their people work. And, you know, the research found only 35% of women are satisfied with the company's approach. And, you know, the reasons behind some of that burnout and considering leaving the workforce, they're very revealing, and they're a bit different by gender. So for women, the biggest driver was childcare responsibilities. That was 36% of the reasons women gave for the pressure that they're feeling. So arguably that's pressure from outside of work. For men, the biggest driver at 38% was actually the pressure and stress at work. So again, those are sort of both cultural factors exacerbated by maybe gender bias or gender assumptions, with women more likely to have caring responsibilities outside of work and men perhaps more likely to feel the pressure as the main provider or breadwinner, if you like.
It's also interesting that so many companies now have either, you know, remote working or hybrid working models, which are supposed to, you know, there's something in it for the company, there's something in it for the employee. It's supposed to help with work-life balance. But that isn't really the picture that's coming across in your findings.
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? Because people talk about flexible work and remote work and part-time work and all of that as being helpful, particularly for women. You'll often hear them say it's particularly helpful for women. But, you know, I think as the research is showing us, that's not really what we're finding. We obviously heard on International Women's Day there's going to be a referendum later this year on removing the constitutional reference to a woman's life and duties in the home. And, you know, when you hear the wording of that, it is so outdated. But I was quite shocked by something my daughter showed to me or brought to my attention, the hashtag stay at home girlfriend. Richard, it may not be on your radar. I wouldn't necessarily expect you. But if you look at that hashtag, there's a whole stream of videos of girls who keep house. And, you know, they fill their days, or at least they take lots of videos of themselves doing yoga and, you know, maybe walking in the park, doing some light housework, some meal prep for the presumably the gone to work boyfriend. But it's had millions, you know, hundreds of millions of views of mostly young women who would consume this sort of media. And it looks really lovely. It's certainly not as frazzled as some of my work days might feel. But I have to say, at my age, I look at it and I think, wow, that's really normalizing financial dependency and woman's place in the home for a whole new generation. So I think it
is it real, though, Michelle, as well, in the sense that obviously, OK, the videos are real, that people are reflecting something about the way that they're living their lives right now, those women are. But are there, you know, many, is the reality not quite the opposite, that in many respects, so many people are at the pin of their collar to try and meet the bills and pay the rents? And in a relationship, there's often two people working, you know, and that sort of portrayal is actually coming from a relatively small group of people that are maybe making a lot of noise in how they portray it?
No, 100% agree. I think it's not real. I think it is aspirational, but potentially very influential for young women. But you're right, the blurred lines between home and work, you know, that creates complexity, but also opportunity in the real world. You know, working fathers talk about not spending enough time with their children or struggling to find enough time with their children. But to an extent, uncertainty about how others might view them can make some men less likely to take advantage of childcare-friendly policy. So I think it is about really rethinking equality for people of all genders, and in particular for parents of all genders. You know, recognising that in the workplace and in society, I think to an extent is unfinished business for us all.
Michelle Cullen, Managing Director and Head of Inclusion and Diversity at Accenture in Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Richard.